This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Okay, listeners, our special guest today demonstrates great range as an actor. His characters have been on the good side of the law and the bad side. And he's played a vampire, but perhaps his favorite role is being a doggone great pet parent to a pair of dogs named Boots and Scotty, plus for being a key advocate for pet adoption. You know him from his many years playing NYPD Detective Elliot Stabler on Law and Order Special Victims Unit, and now you're catching him as Commander Winslow on The Handmaid's Tale. Today, he's on a mission to help shelter animals. Please give pause and applause to the one and only Christopher Maloney. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, Arden. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And folks, Christopher is here because he's teaming up with Hill's Pet Nutrition to help spread the word about NBC Universal-owned television station's number five, annual Clear the Shelters. This nationwide pet adoption campaign is taking place on August 17th, so mark your calendar. We're going to get right back to Chris after we take this quick commercial break. So you know the drill. Sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. O-Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Want to know who the latest trendsetters are in Hollywood? How about Irish setters? Find out who's been spotted with Spot, chowing with her chow, and shopping for Gucci with their Poochie. Get the scoop on all the latest celebrity pet patter right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Weber reminding you to always listen to Arden Moore on O-Behave, the best show on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O-Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have Chris Maloney in the house. Now, I'm just curious, Chris, are Boots and Scotty with you?
No, they told me not to bring her in, but I'll do a small... Boots is actually not
my dog. He's a beach dog, because we go down to Dominican Republic all the time. And there are beach dogs down there, and he has become our unofficial... Anytime we go and visit, he's the one who, out of the dozen dogs that roam the beach, he's the one that comes over and we adopt him for the time that we're there.
No.
But the local vets come by and they check their teeth and they give them shots to make sure that they're healthy. And we support that program down there.
So is he the black and white dog or the other dog? Which one is Boots in the pictures we got?
Boots, black and white. We call him Zapatos de Blanco, because that's my really bad bitch in Spanish.
That's okay. I'm doing Duolingo, too. I'm trying to learn, and I sound Italian when I speak Spanish. So, all I know is, yo quiero un perro bonita, nombre Kona. How's that? That's it. I won't even get a cold beer in the Dominican Republic with that, right?
No.
And tell us a little bit about Scotty.
Yeah, my dog, Frida, who passed away 2 years ago, that was a rescue dog. But now we still have Scotty with
us. Okay. And Scotty kind of looks like my dog, Kona. It's kind of a scruffy terrier mix, it looks like, from the photo.
Well, I asked a vet, and they said, he looks like a border terrier.
Okay. And how old is Scotty?
Scotty is now 8 years old.
Wow. And what's the 411 on how you guys met? Was he at a casting call with you and he got the role over you and you didn't take any amends to that?
Yeah, I told him to take me along with him.
There you go. Smart man.
No, what had happened is we had moved out of the city, out of New York City, and we promised our kids another dog because we already had Frida. So, you know, we yet again went to a shelter, a couple of them, all over the tri-state area in New York City area, and we finally found Scotty.
And what was it about him that said he's the one?
He just had this very mysterious, offbeat attitude, self-sufficient, you know, you were kind of just letting us know, oh, take me, don't take me, I really don't care, that other stuff. But he also, and this is what was funny, is my kids, they're like, look at size. And his eyes looked like he had on eyeliner.
Really?
Yeah. And I've always thought, you know, he looks like a bassist from a hair metal band from the 1980s.
He might just be reincarnated. You don't know, do you?
I have strong suspicions.
So when you play heavy metal in the house, does he just rock off? I mean, does he howl? Is he? Okay. So you might have some there. Well, we call those dogs that are all kind of don't know, jumbled gene-wise, canine cocktail. So it sounds like Scotty's a great dog for you and your family. And so tell me a little bit, how did you team up with Hills Pet Nutrition for this Clear the Shelters Day that's taking effect on August 17th?
Well, they asked me to put out the word, and I said, well, what is the word and what's the deal? And, you know, they educated me as to what exactly they do and how deeply they're entrenched they are in, you know, making sure that shelters have food. I mean, I think they're up to like over $250 million worth of donated food to shelters to keep the dogs well fed.
That's a lot of kibble.
That's a lot. And they've, you know, been sponsoring
this event, the Clear the Shelters event, now for 5 years. I thought, oh, let's try and get more eyes and ears focused on this weekend of August 17th.
Well, that sounds great. And I do know that there's an ebook that they have coming out. They're unleashing from Hills. And I understand it's a story about a journey of a shelter dog to being adopted. And for every download, Hills is going to donate a meal to a shelter pet. That's nice, too. That's icing on the cake.
Yeah, they really are pushing for every opportunity that they can to, you know, take care of these animals and also try and help into a loving home for them.
That sounds great. I don't know where you find the time, dude. You're like all over the place on TV. You know, the reruns of Law and Order, I think they play in every workout gym in America, don't you think?
Yes, and I'll just, and I'm able to speak Spanish,
Portuguese. I speak about 20 languages.
Oh, man, I got to go to another country and see it. Maybe it's on a cruise ship, because I think sometimes Law and Order is even on cruise ships in the workout gym. And you had...
Nothing in Hebrew.
Had they voiced over you in Hebrew?
My friend came back from Israel. He said, well, that's it.
Oh, he's here, too. Oh, that's great. But now, The Handmaid's Tale. You know, you're teaming up with a pretty stellar cast with Elizabeth Moss and Joseph Fiennes and Bradley Whitford and the whole gang. I mean, that's a lot different than being Detective Elliot Stabler. You're a commander.
Pay upgrade and I was promoted.
It's a different world, I'll tell you. But the actors are great to work with, and production was so much fun. And it actually was fun in the middle of this dystopian storytelling. But
yeah, we had a lot of fun together.
That sounds good. And I wanted to give a little people about your background, because you're kind of a stud as a quarterback. Tell us about your high school and what happened to 1978. Did I do my homework?
You were the quarterback.
Was co-captain. And we went undefeated. And, you know, I must say that was I still hold that near and dear to my heart and what that meant to me and my life. And
really a big deal.
What was the school and what was your team mascot? What were you known as?
You were the Saints.
Oh, move over to Greece, right?
Yeah, we were the Saints.
So were you a drop back quarterback? I used to be a sports writer. What kind of, how would you say your style was?
Back in the day, you know, 1,000 years ago, there was an offensive scheme called the Veer offense. So I would do a little trickery where, you know, am I handing the ball off? Am I nods up? There's a lot of reading what the defense was going to do. They would have to react off of what I was doing with the ball.
You were, yeah, you kind of like Mahoney and for the Kansas City Chiefs now. He does that little kind of, you never know if he's going to pass or not. How's that? Was that a good, I just compared you to an NFL quarterback. Is that all right?
Yes, you did. And thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I know. I got you. And so that I'm going to just stop while I'm behind on that part. But, you know, getting into acting, it isn't easy. I see that in your resume, you were a bouncer, a bartender, and a personal trainer. Any advice you can give folks that are trying to break into acting based on your experience?
Believe in yourself. Continue to work at it. Perseverance very often is just as valuable as talent or connection.
That sounds good. And you're kind of giving a new role for many dogs and cats that are in shelters and other animals. What's the beauty of getting a dog or a cat or other animal from a shelter? My two, Kona and Casey, the cat and dog, we teach pet first aid all over the country. And they're both a couple, I call them shelter alums instead of rescues, because I kind of want to up the game for shelters. What's your take on the role shelters play for these guys?
First, say that the role that they play with my family is this. You know, when our kids were clamoring for a pet, you know, my wife and I were very clear about, you know, let's not just get them a thing. We wanted a story behind it. We want to have them have an engagement with this entity that needs you. This is an animal that needs you, or the kid. And, you know, to us, I felt as though it was giving them ownership of, you know, let's go into these places that, you know, these dogs are clamoring for to take them, that want you, and you have to make the decision, you know, to rescue and give these animals life. And we intentionally got our first dog, Frida. She had, we don't know how, but she'd broken her left forepaw and one of the, I guess it was the ulna, and it broke on the growth plate. So her arm was a little twisted. And, you know, we just thought it was important that we get this dog to teach our children that, you know, you love something that's maybe not perfect, you know, to nurture something that, you know, would on the outside look quote unquote broken or not normal. And we just thought that was kind of a good and important lesson, and can tell you that they love that animal as all children do.
Well, huds to Frida up in heaven. And now you've got Scotty, and Scotty is living large too. But I think you've got a lesson here that a lot of listeners who are parents and grandparents take hold of, and that is you're passing on to the next generation how to be good custodians of these wonderful dogs and cats and other critters on our planet. And so for that, you know, I give you a big paws up, Christopher. How's that? I can't give you an Emmy. I can't give you an Oscar. I can only give you a paws up. That's it. That's only in my pay grade, man.
And I'm going to cheers that.
All right. So a little bit more about the Hills Pet Nutrition, this big campaign. Can you tell us how people can find out more information?
You'll see how Hills is involved, how long they've been involved, and what exactly their role is that they play in it.
Yeah, you were talking a little bit about some of their donations. What I've been told is they've been doing this for now. This is the fifth year. They've helped 10 million listeners, 10 million pets find homes and counting, and they have provided nearly $300 million worth of Hills pet food to more than 1,000 animal shelters. I think we need to learn how to clone groups like Hills right now.
Yeah, exactly. And do their Dude Shelter and Love program, which they've been involved with since 2002.
So, and actually, I now have it right here in front of me. It is literally clearedtheshelters.com.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add before? I know you're kind of hitting there all the circuits, but it's not often you get to be on O Behave Show, right? I know you were thrilled.
No. They educated me as to, you're the real deal. How many books?
27 just for dogs and cats and another 10 for medical. I have really strong typing fingers. No, I'm like you. I really feel like I'm getting to do what I really enjoy. And I have the only cat actively in the entire country teaching pet first aid. That cat purrs when you're showing how to do a CPR. And he's a shelter alum. Now, there you go, listeners. And we have Christopher Maloney here, and he's got shelter alums. I mean, I think it's awesome that you go to the Dominican Republic and have this little reunion every time, you know, with Boots. And they do know you. You know, they smell you coming. They know you're on the plane. They got good noses.
It is truly the highlight of going down there.
That's awesome. Well, when you see boots, I know a lot of island dogs, they call them pot lickers. Did you know that? That's because they lick the pots clean, like in the Bahamas and other places. Yeah, and in Belize. So Boots is one lucky dog. Does he have like his collar autographed by you or something? It would go all around the collar if you did your full name.
Yeah, no, free, roaming free on the beach.
All right, that sounds good. Well, folks, we have been delighted. We have had on our show Christopher Maloney, and I loved your role on Law & Order. I get scared on watching The Handmaid's Tale. I got to tell you that. I got to confess that. But you've been in so many other shows and movies, and I look forward to your next projects because you bring it just like an all-star quarterback should. All right, guys. And I also at this time want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the Wizard of Paws. He is the executive director of this and all the other shows on Pet Life Radio. And so until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave.